Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The redeemed of the Lord ought to... They ought to say it. I'm redeemed from it. From what? Curse of the law. Now we're talking about God's will to heal. Is there anything about sickness in the curse of the law? Yes, there is. Now go back with me to Deuteronomy 28. Let's begin to look at it. Verse by verse and piece by piece. If it's in the curse of the law, we ought to shout. Because we know we don't have to have that. Because I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been set free from the curse of the law, the Amplifier said, and its condemnation. The devil wants all Christians to be convinced that they deserve to be sick and broke and defeated. And the sad thing is, many of them are convinced. Many Christians, many so-called faith people. They believe God's perfect will is healing. They believe God's perfect will is soundness and health and long life if you were a good enough Christian. But kind of rules them out because they've made so many mistakes. And they've sinned and sown bad seed. And so they really, you know it's the perfect will of God, but don't really expect it to happen in their life because they've missed it in so many ways, come short so many times in so many ways. And so they're living in condemnation. They're living in a sense of guilt and shame. From failures and mistakes. Is this true?
Yes.
It's true. But who did the Lord redeem?
Us.
All the people that had done everything right? Huh? What, did he hang on the cross?
Yes.
For the people who had completely obeyed him?
No.
All the time and did things his way every day? Who was the curse for? People who disobeyed. People who messed up. People who sinned. That's how the curse, he said, would come into your life. And Christ did what?
Redeemed
us. From what? From the curse of the law. Now I'm going to say this. And this is going to grow in you throughout the evening here. The curse has no right in your life. Your life. This is me, but you. Are you a believer?
Yes.
Do you have faith in the blood?
Yes.
Are you willing to obey God?
Yes.
Then the curse has no right in your life. If it's manifesting, it's doing so illegally. Spiritually illegally. And the reason it is able to do so spiritually illegally in millions of Christians' lives is because the devil has sold them that they're unworthy. And they forfeited God's best for their life. And they've just made too many mistakes and too many sins and they just don't really expect it. Who did he redeem? Who did he redeem? People who blew it and messed up and sinned. The curse didn't come on you unless you had messed up under the law. If you'd done everything right, you just got the blessing. But people broke the law and messed up and messed up and messed up. So the Lord had to do something else. Because people weren't keeping the law and getting all their blessings. They're winding up cursed and winding up cursed and winding up cursed. So he set up a way whereby you didn't have to obey and cross all the T's and dot all the I's to get the blessing. He became a curse for us. Oh, come on now. He took the curse and paid it all. And rose from the dead free from it. And now all you got to do to be free from it is believe it and accept it. And let the redeemed of the Lord say it. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. From the curse of the law. The curse has no right. In my life. Glory to God. Now go to Deuteronomy 28, please. Deuteronomy 28. This chapter, familiar to many of us, describes the blessings for keeping God's commandments and the curses for disobeying them. And this is precisely what Galatians 3 is talking about. When it says the curse of the law. And it's really concentrated in this one chapter. You'll find bits and pieces of it in other places. One of the first major times is in Leviticus 26. But then it's repeated and amplified here. And in verse 1, the Lord said, it'll come to pass if, somebody say if. If you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, observe, do all his commandments which I command you this day. I'll set you on high. All these blessings will come on you and overtake you. You'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the fruit of your body, fruit of the ground, fruit of your cattle, increase of your kind, flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Actually, other translations in verse 4 say wealth. Verse 5, blessed in your basket, blessed in your store, blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. Blessing. Blessing. Verse 8, the Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses. Get that picture now. Get what's your storehouse? You got a storehouse? Be like a savings account, investment, other ways, some kind of storehouse. Can you picture the Lord saying, I command that to be blessed? Your storehouse. Why? Because you're believing Him and obeying Him. Doing what He told you to do. God speaking. Same God who said, light be. Speaks over your storehouses and say, blessed. Now when God commands blessing on your stuff, you're not going to stay broke. You're not going to stay down. How many believes it pays to obey God and follow Him, do His will, do things His way? It pays. Paid then, pays now. Anyway, said the Lord will make you plenteous in goods. Verse 11. Goods, like we said when we taught on being redeemed from the curse a while back. They don't call them bads. Goods. Stuff. The Lord's going to open His good treasure, the heaven. He's going to give rain. He's going to bless all the work of your hand. You're going to be so blessed, you're not going to need to borrow. You're going to be able to lend. You're going to be the head, not the tail. You only be on top, never on the bottom. Only on the top. If you obey God. Verse 15. But, what if you decide you don't want to obey God? What if you decide you know better than He does about your life? You're going to do what you want to do. You don't care what He said. Well, there's another verses for you. Said, if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe, do all His commandments and statutes which I command you this day, all these curses, these what? Curses will come on you and overtake you. Now he begins verse after verse talking about things that are called curses. Now let me ask you, does God want you blessed or does He want you cursed?
Blessed.
Are curses, you know, ever become a blessing? Do they ever, is it hard to tell which one it is?
No.
When things happen, you go, is this a blessing or a curse? Which one is it? No. Just got through reading here. All your stuff being multiplied and increased and everything you put your hand to just goes. That's blessed. Blessed. And here you begin to see the curse. He said, cursed you'll be in the city, cursed in the field, cursed in your basket in store, cursed in the fruit of your body, fruit of your land, increase of your kind, flocks of your sheep, cursed when you come in, cursed when you go out. That sounds just like the reverse of step by step what the blessings will do for you. Why? Because when you get into rebellion, you reverse your blessing. You change the polarity of the power to increase you. And people make a big deal out of saying God's doing it to them, but it's not true. Anybody ever jump started a car? Did you ever hook the cables up wrong? Did it not go good? Sparks flew. There's been cases, serious things. Batteries blowing up. And do you jump back and say, that's a bad battery? Batteries are bad. Oh, but look what that battery did. Batteries are so bad. No, batteries are not bad. You crossed it. The power is good. The power, run your car, start your car. Run your lights. Help you with your, all the stuff. But if you cross it up, now it works against you. Cases where people, stuck something in the wall socket. And got knocked up against the other side of the room. Well, that's bad. That's a bad outlet. Electricity is bad. Electricity is bad. No, electricity will wash your clothes. And dry them and run your lights. Electricity's not bad. You just crossed it. God's word is good. But you don't want to cross it. God's power is good. But you don't want to be against God. You want to be with God. People who go against God are crossing the cables.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Curse of Sickness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002E. That's R2002E. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.